It's 8 a.m. Eastern, September 28th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up 2% at $8,167. XRP is up 1% at 24 cents. And Ethereum is up 5% at $173. Those are leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours, Dent up 23%, Metal up 23%, Cortex up 21%, and Particle up 20%.
What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit a million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR.
Today's headlines. Proposals of a treasure tax on cryptocurrency mining have been put forth by the Association of Banks of Russia. Though this may sound like an egregious reach of power in Russia, treasure tax is charged on something that a person creates or finds, like fruit or products, so it kind of makes sense. The association equates mining to finding money, saying operations with virtual currencies should be taxed on profit as exchange transactions, unquote. Discussions around the proposal will take place early next month. Well, the NBA has rejected the proposal by the Brooklyn Nets player Spencer Dinwiddie to tokenize his multi-million dollar contract. Dinwiddie had hoped to create and issue a security token that he would then sell to accredited investors, raising between $5 million and $13 million. The token structure included potential payouts that were more based on Dinwiddie's performance. Dinwiddie said, quote, "What better way to be invested in a player as a fan than to have some level of skin in the game with the way mine works? If I play well in that player option year and we split the profits, it greatly appreciates the return on this investment vehicle," unquote. The NBA says no today, but give it a few years and they'll have rolled out their own options, taking inspiration from Dinwiddie and likely their share of profits too. And finally, ING's chief economist is predicting that central banks will be issuing their own digital currencies in 2 to 3 years. His argument sees Libra as the force driving the movement and putting pressure on monetary authorities. Even with the Libra timeline up in the air, he said, quote, "We've already got some sense of urgency amongst the policy community," unquote. Cliff Might highlighted that a digital currency would allow banks to replace physical cash and possibly, quote, "move even further into negative territory with interest rates," unquote. China and Europe are already discussing the option, and it's likely not far from the minds or the development tables of other central banks. Well, those are the leading headlines today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links. Find us on social media, ask your Alexa Flash Briefing, and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.